Welcome to the Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church.
Welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're talking again today about the Kingdom of God. And we've recently had two shows that were dealing with rebuking. As many as I love, I also rebuke. And those of who are regular listeners know that we are constantly rebuking people for having strayed from the simple blessings and ways of Christ, and that the modern church has been deceived into thinking that you are saved by your own thoughts, that you can say certain words and you are automatically saved. And it is very clear from the gospel that you must repent and seek ye first the kingdom of God, and you are saved by grace. But you have to actually be repenting, turning around, going another way than the church in the wilderness had gone back in those days of Judea. The church in the wilderness once was a government that operated by faith, hope, and charity, and the offerings to the ministers of that government, who were the Levites, and did not exercise authority one over the other, but were servant ministers, were free will offerings, and they maintained an entire nation and were able to beat all those who attacked it and tried to destroy it, and they could face disasters, both small and large, within local communities or as a whole nation. And this is the way that it operated for centuries. And then it decided to have a king, and of course that was called a rejection of God. And that king was a central authority. And God allowed them to have that, but he told them that this is what's going to happen, that he's going to end up taking. He's going to make his instruments of war, and he's going to take your sons and put them in harm's way, make them run before his chariots. And of course, that's what happened to Israel, and it was eventually was conquered and destroyed. And it's also what happened to Caesars, who, when they became a central authority, a emperor of a nation, bound by a enfranchised citizenry that had to contribute to the government by force, tithes became taxes, and taxes made men powerful. And they had their central treasuries, which was forbidden in the Constitution of God. They had their armies, which was forbidden in the Constitution of God. And as a matter of fact, the five elements that were to be put in a constitution, according to the biblical scripture, as we see in Deuteronomy, around Deuteronomy 17, 16, in that area, most governments only, at the most, have one of those elements. The Constitution of the United States only had one of the five elements required by the Bible, by Bible teaching, as what to include and to be read to your ruler every day, that should have been included in the Constitution, that was to bridle his power so that he didn't have absolute power. And only one was found in the Constitution of the United States, and that one is not even practiced or observed with any fervent attention. So with that, and if you want to know in more detail and hear an explanation in more detail, you can listen to our audio series, CCC, Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions. You can download the book for free. There are articles for free. And we take you through these quotes step by step so you can see for yourself. Now, if you don't want to see, you will not see. And if you want to know the truth, you will. Because his sheep hear his voice. His sheep will understand his message. Those who do not understand, who refuse to understand, who hate what we have to say, well, they are not his sheep. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't believe so. And so what I am doing is professing my beliefs in the practice of free religion. And the only free religion we should be practicing is pure religion. So we should be taking care of the widows and orphans and needy of our society through faith, hope, and charity and the perfect law of liberty. And most Christians are not. And so most Christians have need for repentance. So anyway, we talked about a lot of things in the last couple of shows about that, about what a PCM is on the Living Network, which you can join at thelivingnetwork.org or Preparing You or at hisholychurch.org. And we talked about how you can get special instructions through the network, how we have all kinds of courses for free that you can take for free. We have ministers volunteering their time for free. You just have to begin to gather in these free assemblies, these congregations of record, and start learning what we have to offer and teaching by your questions, because the ministers will sometimes not know the answer, and so they have to consult men who have had more experience and taken more time, and the answers are there. Ultimately, we want you to get the answers in your own heart and mind, and that's where you must accept the truth, is in your own heart and mind, because the kingdom of heaven must first be within you, and then once it's within you, you become a manifestation of that kingdom. And when you really become a manifestation of that kingdom, you will begin to show the works of the kingdom, including instantaneous healings. And that's one of the mysteries. If you're only going to listen to parables and you only want to hear nice stories, then that's all you will hear. But if you want to hear the truth, if you can handle the truth, then come join the network. And we will be iron sharpening iron. And so we also talked a little bit about Romans 13. And, you know, in Romans 13, here's a quote. In Romans 13, the word is used, the word meaning excusia, is used in the plural and means authorities, and refers to the civil government authorities in Rome, who were delegated authority and power by God as his servant to govern the affairs of men, to exercise justice against lawbreakers. Now, this is a quote. This is not true, but this is a quote. He goes on to say, the word speaks of the power of right to govern, to exercise authority over the citizens of the Roman Empire. That's from 2013, William E. Winstrom Jr.'s Bible Ministry. The interesting thing is that most of the time in the Bible, when that word excusia is used to talk about the power, what he calls the civil power of government to rule over the people, it's talking about Christ. Jesus Christ was the head of the civil government of Judea. And everybody who got the baptism of Christ were accepting Christ as the Messiah, the Messiah, the highest son of David, the rightful king of Judea. And many of them were Jews. The apostles were Jews. So the Jews did accept Christ. There were some men there, mostly Edomites, but also Jews, who said, we have no king but Caesar. They were saying, what is David to us? They were walking away. They were becoming the lost sheep. And in the years to follow, the lost sheep, many of them who were to the north and in different parts of Europe and all over the Roman Empire, many of them Jews and some of them of the other tribes, which they all knew where they were, but they were just in other locations, began to accept Jesus. And how did you know they accepted Jesus? Because they accepted the way of Jesus, the authority of Jesus as their governor, who said, don't exercise authority one over the other. So they were going to have to govern themselves through what Paul calls the perfect law of liberty. Now, how do you do that? What is this perfect law of liberty? And we have links on the website. I'm reading from the link that's Appendix 1 of the THL, the Higher Liberty. But this perfect law of liberty is an actual way in which to govern yourselves. And it does not include covetous practices. And we have a webpage that explains what covetous practices are, which you see it talks about covetous practices in the Bible, in the New Testament. Peter talks about it, and he talks about it cursing your children with covetous practices. So what are those covetous practices? It's exactly what it says. It's covetous practices. When you are doing things that have a covetous nature to them. And we should not have that covetous practice in the way in which we relate to one another. And you can see it in 2 Peter 2:14. Having eyes full of adultery. That word adultery there. Most adultery that they talk about in the Bible is national adultery. It's not just about marriage. It has to do with not having faith in God, but having faith in something else contrary to the ways of God. And they talk about beguiling unstable minds, enticing, unstable. What do they mean by unstable? Unsteadfast. Primitive root in the Greek for that word is to make firm. They're not firm in their faith. They fluctuate in their faith. They say, yeah, I believe in Jesus, I just don't want to do what he says. You see, the devil believes that God is God. The devil believes that Jesus is the Son of God. He just doesn't want to do what Jesus said. And that's where we find many modern Christians. They want to believe, but they don't want to do. And their fruits show that they're doing contrary to the ways of Christ. And they're not real Christians. Just as those Jews in Judea who would not accept Christ did not really know Moses and therefore were not real Jews. If a Jew was a follower of Moses, they were not Jews. They might be by bloodline. They might be by, you know, the card-carrying members of a religious group that calls itself Jews. But citizens of Paris, Texas are not citizens of Paris, France. They're both citizens of Paris, but it's a different Paris. And so it is with Jews. If the Jew does not follow the ways and accept the ways of David or the highest son of David, then they are no longer Jews. They're something else. They're sons of Caesar. And Caesar is their father. But anyway, it says in that 2 Peter 2:14 that through those exercised with covetous practices, cursed their children. How do they mean curse their children? They cursed them with debt. They brought them into bondage of debt, katara. That this word cursed has to do with that, bringing somebody down into this subjugation. And it's that curse that the children of the world are now under. In every nation, the children are born, at infancy, are born in debt. They are cursed with the debt of their parents because of their parents' covetous practices, their desire for benefits at the expense of their neighbor. And their neighbor couldn't provide those benefits quick enough. So they ended up actually borrowing money against the future and going into debt. And that's what's happened all over the world. So we're forming congregations of record to actually start following the ways of Christ so that people can actually physically start to walk the ways of Christ and change their steps to the ways of Christ. And a lot of people are waiting. They want to see more action. But the fact is, you can't see more action from the outside. You can only see more action from the inside. And if you don't think there's enough action, then it's probably partially your fault. You're not being part of that action. And if you don't like what you're seeing, you don't think it's sufficient, then you must become more proficient at the ways of Christ. And until you do, may peace be upon your house, and may God be with you. God bless.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.